Earlier this month, Begich Middle School teacher Scott McKinn went before the Anchorage School Board to get its support for a school wind turbine project. With the board's unanimous approval, and on the last day before the holiday break, McKinn and his students went before another group with their wind turbine project, the Muldoon neighborhood. KSKA's Len Anderson attended.
We're hosting an open house to tell the public about our proposed wind turbine project and also solicit feedback and comments.
Applied science teacher Scott McKinn explains the Thursday evening event as he walks across the Begich multipurpose room. To the right is a table with three fans powering model windmills wired to watt meters, each indicating the wind-generated power.
We're trying to showcase what the students have done in the classroom. There's a very big curriculum connection to this project. We just don't want this to be a project that stands by itself out on the lawn here. It's a perfect project. It involves science, technology, engineering, math. So the projects we just walked by here, students designed wind turbine blades. We went over the physics of wind turbine blades. It also follows a scientific process.
The audience is mostly Muldoon residents. In order to get city approval, the school, in this case the teacher and students, must contact some 24 adjacent neighbors and they hope get them to accept the project. About 20 students holding scripts arrange themselves across the stage. They're members of the PACE Club, the group actually doing the wind turbine project. PACE stands for Planning Academic Career Excellence. Following a short introduction from McKinn, they begin their presentations.
We are well suited both here in Anchorage and in regard to the national energy picture to develop wind power. The U.S. Department of Education has recognized the importance of renewable energy.
Audience questions fill a half hour. They include concerns about possible bird fatalities, unlikely, students climbing the tower, also unlikely, and unsightliness. The Begich wind turbine would actually be shorter than the cell phone tower across DeBar Road. Earlier, student Michaela Winters had discussed construction cost.
Our wind turbine project will be funded through a variety of sources and to no cost to you. Legislative grant, discounted hardware through Alaska Wind for Schools program, schools fundraising, for example, hooded sweatshirts, and in-kind donation from SERI.
Much of the funding for teaching alternative energy options came from a federal Department of Energy grant. When the turbine is raised and functioning, the school district would cover the annual maintenance. Joaquin Monterosa explained how much power will be produced.
Last year, our school alone spent about $14,000 a month on our electricity bill. With our new wind turbine, it's mostly for educational purposes, but it will probably power about three or four computers.
McKinn regarded the evening as an educational success, not only because of the student presentations, but also the audience participation. He noted the neighbors were an important element of the project.
The civic part of it, and the civic engagement, and connecting with the public about what we feel is a very relevant and yet complex issue about energy here in Anchorage and Alaska and the country.
The students will now seek Anchorage Assembly approval. The project began about a year ago with the turbine raising scheduled for the summer of 2011. The most likely site is just behind the Nicholas Begich Middle School sign that faces DeBar Road. The Begich Middle School turbine will not be the first. Sherwood Elementary School in Palmer already has a small wind turbine. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.